Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway, now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's turn our attention back to the Dallas Cowboys and talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. How's it going?
Well, we're pretty good. We gave you 24 hours and a very simple plan of fix it all. Have you figured out a way to fix everything that went wrong for the Cowboys on Sunday?
Yes, I did. And for fear of my humor falling flat, I was going to respond to you by saying, first place Dallas Cowboys.
It's a fair point. That is a fair point.
They are
right
tied
there.
With two
well,
other
I'm glad
teams.
You laughed because I was worried you were going to go, what's he talking about?
Unlike some, I watched the end of the Philly game. I knew who had won and who had lost.
They've just given up more points. Okay, I see
which
where you're going.
Just, it's just like last night, right? I'm sitting there going, golly, Kirk Cousins, what is this guy doing, right? And then the last series, he's like, okay, well, let me march 70 yards downfield in about six plays to score the winning touchdown.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have expected that watching the other 48 or whatever, 58 minutes of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It was brutal. And then he does that. That's amazing.
The conversation with Mike Zimmer yesterday, he got up there and he's very upfront about it. And I don't think he's ever really minced words about things. What was the main takeaway from what he wants to do to fix this?
Well, I mean, he kind of, you know, very humbly took the blame and put it on his own shoulders. You know, he didn't really blame the players. You know, he said, I've got to make them better. We've got to prepare them better. When you look at what happened, it just doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, what did you see in the first game, and then what did you see in the second game?
Yeah.
Right? I would admit that New Orleans is much better than Cleveland, but
yes.
You know, they ended up winning this past Sunday, right?
Cleveland? Against a crappy team.
They tried. They tried to.
They
lose
tried
that
to
game.
Lose it.
They
again.
Tried.
But yeah, it just didn't make sense. Everything we saw in training camp, everything we saw in the first game, the things they did against the Rams, and then they fall flat like that. I'm looking at it, and it's like the whole thing turned on one series. Because we forget that with, 7:43 left in the second quarter, it was a one-score game, right? 21-13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the roof caved in. They marched 70 yards for a touchdown. 59 of the 70 yards were running, right? It's like, how do you do that? Kamara had 48 yards and Williams had 11 on that drive. And it's like, well, what are they doing? And you thought they almost got off, and then Donovan Wilson got called for the holding on the 3rd and 6. And then of course, you know, as it goes, they ended up with the pass to Jalen Brooks, and he falls down and goes right to the DB that
I
they
did
were
not. It,
on.
It was a tough game for Jalen Brooks, I thought.
Right, and then they get the score right away, and now the thing got out of hand, and suddenly it's 35-13. When 7 minutes ago it was 21-13. So, yeah. And then he gets away from you, and then, yeah, the roof caved in. So, look, they got to be better against the run, and they're going to get tested by Baltimore, right? And,
yes.
You know, and you know, maybe I'm not saying maybe. They probably ought to use Overshown as a spy
for
Lamar
sure.
Jackson, right? And, you know, and all the questions about why didn't he play more, well, that's the way they were playing their defense. When they were playing three linebackers, they were playing Leofau as the third linebacker. And then when they would go to their nickel, then they would bring in Overshown to play with Kendricks. Well, they didn't really have to use the – or they chose not to use the nickel because they were playing a heavy set. They were in two tight ends, or they're playing Taysom Hill as a fullback. And so they said, okay, we're not going to make the mistake they made last year by playing –
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Those skinny safeties, up there against run formations, we're going to use three linebackers. Well, that didn't work out so well because New Orleans had a really good plan. I don't know if, you know, you want to say they out-schemed them, but that's why.
Yes, I do want to say that.
And that's why Overshown didn't play because he wasn't playing on their normal 4-3 defense. And we'll see if that changes.
Now, Zimmer also did say that he was here for the pickle juice game, and if he hadn't corrected,
so was I.
If he didn't fit, I was around. I was a fan at the time, just kind of watching as a kid. But he said, if I hadn't fixed it, I wouldn't be standing here today. Do you know what happened the next week after they gave up 306 yards to the Eagles?
I don't think I remember looking at that. I remember looking up the 306.
They gave up 98. To Arizona, and then 107 to Washington.
Hell yeah!
So he did correct it a little bit. I don't remember
Take
how.
That, Adrian.
Well,
Morrell.
I think it was. I can't remember which if it was at training camp or maybe when he first got here and he did the interview, and he told the story about the first time he was a defensive coordinator, which was that game, mm-hmm. right? And he said that. You know, he spent the whole week devising all these blitz packages and these fancy coverage packages, and then they got run right over. And he said to himself, okay, I learned a lesson. You better stop the run if you're going to survive in this league. And I think he adjusted on what he was trying to do defensively. Now, I'm sure they knew that New Orleans was going to run the ball, so it wasn't like, well, I wasn't prepared to stop the run. The problem was, and the guys up front just didn't do much. I think I said
I completely agree with you, Mickey.
And I know we're talking about one specific aspect, but I think on both sides of the ball.
They got beat on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, they
right?
could not win the line of scrimmage at all.
No, and defensively, so they tried to get bigger, right? They bring in those big old veteran boys, right?
Yes.
Between those two, Joseph Phillips and Mozzie Smith, they zeroed out. They didn't do nothing. And it's okay if you don't make tackles, but you got to hold down the line of scrimmage, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't do that. And so the linebackers are getting picked off. So that was what I think bothered me the most. The screen pass to Kamara for 57 yards, it was one of those, I got you, because the Cowboys blitzed two of the three linebackers on that play, and it left Kendricks all by himself with two offensive linemen coming at him. And they were also in man defense. So the corners, who both were on the same side of the field, the Cowboys' right, the whole left side was wide open because they were in man, and they're running downfield with the receivers. And no one turned around to look to see, oh, they've already thrown the ball to Kamara. and he goes untouched 57 yards on that screen pass. So there was a couple weird things that happened, but, you know, sometimes they get you. But to go to the offensive line, I mean, Dak seemed to be under siege the whole day.
Yeah.
He got sacked three times, got hit four times. And this is usually my indication when a quarterback's not comfortable in the pocket or he's hurrying himself. He had nine passes defensed. Jeez. That just doesn't happen. Yeah. He's accurate, right? Well, a lot of times when you're hurrying yourself, you're not scanning the field. You're saying, okay, I got to get the ball out, and maybe the guy's not open. But that's a lot of passes defensed. I thought both lines just did not do the job. And I thought in this game, the way they wanted to play this going into training camp was Sam Williams playing defensive end. And not having Micah have to stand up against double teams on the run at defensive end.
Yeah.
But they had no choice.
Yep.
Because they were trying to use some of their backup defensive ends inside to get a pass rush. But as it turned out, they didn't do that either. And they didn't stop the run. So, yeah, it was like a perfect storm. And, boy, they got blown away.
Excellent stuff, as always, good sir. We will catch you again tomorrow.
I'll see if I can do a better job of fixing it now by tomorrow.
All right. You got 24 more hours.
But it's still going to be the first place Dallas Cowboys.